This is Anderson Penn's podcast, episode 172 for Tuesday, November 10th, 2015. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
This is the Anderson Penn's Radio Network.
Konnichiwa. So there you go. Is it really 172?
I was thinking that as I was saying it, 172 podcasts.
It's more than 3 years.
I don't even want to think about it.
I know. I will confess that tonight when we were leaving the store, I didn't ask it, but I was thinking, do we have to do this tonight? I just want to go to bed.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a rough day. It was a rough day in the store.
Long day. We're packing up for the Columbus, Ohio Penn Show. It's an awesome show. Don't get me wrong. It's a phenomenal show.
It's one of my favorites.
You say that about every show.
I truly mean it.
You say that about every show. There's only one show we really don't like.
It's the one we don't go to?
No, there are two we don't like.
Okay, yeah, there are two we don't.
There's one we don't like that we do attend, but we go. And we get to see Jenny and Meatball Bill and have dinner, and that's great.
That's the best part of the show. So,
and Carrie, we get to see Carrie.
And a couple other, folks.
Yeah, but I have to confess that pen shows are hard, and you know, in order to be profitable the way that we do it, it's kind of hard. So I am really looking forward to being home.
Yeah. Well, this is Terry Mayhorner, the organizer. He advertises this as one of the friendliest shows on the circuit. I would have to agree. I think this one is the most dealer friendly. Would you agree to that?
Absolutely.
So I mean, it's a tough show because it's long. There's stuff going on all the time. You know, and even 4 days of hanging out with, you know, even your buddies. 12 hours a day plus you get exhausted by the end of the week. So I'm just going to say this right out here, the 21st annual Ohio Penn Show.
You know, as hard as it is for us to do the inventory, to pack up, to drive, to go and to stand and you know, unpack, repack, sell, all that good stuff. I cannot imagine how much work it is for Terry. He's got a great crew, but he just, I don't want to say he stands around because he doesn't just stand around. He's always doing something. But when you see him, he's never upset. Yep. He's never unhappy. He's
never
just
to follow
calm.
The mood.
He's just calm. He's in a good mood. What can he do for you? He's never anything but gracious. He's just such a true Southern gentleman. And it's always, how can I help? What do you need? What can I do for you? How's it going? Do you need anything?
Yeah, and everybody's that way. Ben's that way. And
Ben has his own personality.
Ben's got his own personality. He has his moments, right? So
yeah, no, Ben, don't get us wrong. Ben's great. It's just Ben, we have a different relationship with Ben. So there's a lot more sarcasm. A lot more sarcasm with Ben. Matt, Terry's other son, is I think more like Terry. Ben is definitely a little more outgoing, and he'll be the first one to start in with the sarcasm attack. Matt is not so much, a little more formal, but
I don't know Matt as well.
Yeah,
I mean, you know,
sweetheart of a guy though.
Yeah, they're all good. They were raised right. You can see the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. But let's talk about the events. I think that's what really makes the show.
I don't think we should.
Thank you very much for joining us, everyone.
I don't think we should, because you are going to get all worked up about the auctions. And are there
auctions?
There are two, we get in early, because Brian likes to go to the Thursday auction. And of course, my attitude is, if we're going to spend money on Thursday, we should make money on
Thursday. It's just a silly rule.
I know, but you have been talking about these auctions for the last week, and it's like every day, like, oh, look what just got added.
Yeah, but
it scares me a little.
Terry and Ben, Ben puts it together mostly from what I understand. They put together one of the if not the best auction on the circuit. And the stuff they get in there is amazing.
If they ask me to work it, I'm not going to acknowledge your bids. Just saying. Have you noticed more and more auctions, Terry will look over at me like, is he allowed to do that?
Is he allowed to do that? Yes.
Love Terry.
No, so Thursday, the show officially starts on Thursday, November 12th. And of course, this is at the, what is it, the Crown Plaza? Crown Plaza, Dublin.
Yes.
In in Dublin, Ohio. So, but it officially starts on Thursday. The 21st annual Ohio Penn Show. And they have a new website this year, so I encourage you to check it out. They've got a really cool history of the show that dates back to even before they started calling it the Ohio Penn Show. It's really interesting. Penn Trading starts Thursday, 9 a.m., goes till 6. And that's in the small room. So it's going to be interesting, 30-plus tables. And it's really it's pretty hardcore trading on Thursday, I would call it. Wine and cheese party at 6, and then the vintage pen auction from 8 to 10. They used to call it the Discovery Auction, but I don't know if they're calling it that anymore. And you got to check out the website because the pictures are great, some really really cool stuff. Eversharp coronet, red Pearland inserts, you know, lots of Eversharps, lots of dual folds, so even some Esterbrooks, some overlays, Watermans, Vacuumatics, some LeBouf, a lot of cool stuff. And this is typically the Thursday is the auction that is devoted towards lots of pens. So three dual folds and a lot, and maybe there's a problem with them. Not always, but sometimes, you know, there's a part missing or there's a crack or it needs to be restored. It's not perfect. And you can see that all on the website. They got a nice slideshow. You know, lots of Parker backs. You want to buy four Parker backs at once, you can. So cool stuff. Saturday, Thursday, that starts 8 o'clock, goes till about 10. And they'll have more stuff than they do have on the website.
They do. But, you know, the nice thing about the auction, when Terry runs it, it does move along pretty quickly. There's not too many long pauses. And they make the pens available for preview for several hours, I think over what, 2 days generally?
Well, for Saturday, see it. Saturday auction, you probably see him Friday afternoon. For Thursday's auction, we'll probably see it, you know, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Yep. But Terry suffers no fools, right? I mean, if you haven't looked at the pen, tough.
Exactly. That's my point, is that they give you enough time if you want to go and see, to inspect, to ask any questions, to look and then go do some research if you're not sure, so that when you get to the actual auction, one of the things that I like when I work the auction for Terry is that he does keep things moving. You don't have a pen starting down the aisle and 20 people need to look at it every single time. So, yeah. I mean, that would take an extra several hours each time. So this, he keeps it moving along. He certainly knows what he's doing. He's done it more than enough times. And he does such a good job that a number of other pen show organizers have occasionally asked Terry to call their auction.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's, you know, I guess that's a good point. Correct protocol during an auction is, if you haven't seen it, when they walk the pen down the aisle, really, you know, you can raise your hand and you can, you know, to have them come over to you and show you the pen. But really, all that's for is to just to make sure you're bidding on the thing that you think you're bidding on.
Right.
Because sometimes there could be three 3-4 modeled hard rubber flat tops or 4 Waterman 52s, you want to make sure you're bidding on the right one.
Correct.
So it's not to do a thorough inspection. And yeah, you can
take
it.
That's not the time to get your loop out and start looking it up on your phone to make sure you know what year it is and whatever.
You get maybe 10 seconds. That's it.
And they are pretty good about reaching back for it or you've had your time. I need it back.
Yeah, because inevitably there'll be 3-4 people that want to see it.
Right.
They want to make sure it is what it is. So,
now occasionally on some of the higher end, truly R word rare pens, you do sometimes have a couple more people asking to take one more look, or if when they announce, item number 25 or whatever, and they say, okay, we recently discovered since the preview that there is a tiny crack or that, the jewel is chipped or whatever, then sometimes they'll be a little more lenient and let you look just to make sure that since that has been discovered, you know what you're getting into. But generally they do a really good job beforehand so that you don't have much to do except just bid high, bid often.
Right,
their numbers are available.
You're responsible for your bid. So,
right.
There were a couple of occasions, was it in Chicago, I think, where somebody bid and then they got the pen and it wasn't exactly what they thought and they wanted to return it. You can't do it. Once the hammer drops, it's done.
It's yours.
You bought it. It's kind of a learned skill. You have to know in 10 seconds or less, you need to know how to, because quite frankly, there's sometimes 100, 110, 120 lots, and we don't always have time to do the preview. And, I'll look at maybe 4 or 5 pens that I'm personally interested in, and I won't look at the rest. But if the bidding isn't going anywhere, sometimes I will just bid, and sometimes that ends in disaster. But you have to be able to, in 10 seconds, you can inspect a pen fairly thoroughly. So getting outbid is stressful.
Not getting outbid is more stressful, depending on what it is.
Yeah, auctions, there's some interesting, I could talk about auction strategy all day long, but we won't.
Yeah.
It's interesting. It's fun. I find it very fun. Seeing how other people bid, even if I'm not interested. And unfortunately this year, there are a number of pieces that pique my interest. I don't think I will be on the winning end of many of them, but it's always fun to bid. And you might get lucky. You never know.
Yep.
So that's Thursday.
And if you're curious, the Thursday auction is a good auction to go and see how it's run, go in, and maybe there have certainly been auctions where we knew there was no way in heck we were going to win ever. Yeah. And in fact, a couple times we've just bid just to say we did, because it immediately, you're like, okay, I'm going to bid $100 and it starts at 500 and or 300 or whatever. Pens occasionally go into the several thousands. So sometimes you just want to bid just to say you did on that pen that later sold for $10,000, but it's kind of fun. The Thursday auction is a good time to go and sit and watch, because there are some people who just sit there and they hold up their number. It's mine. Name your price. Yeah.
And we've done that too.
People are really cagey and just they hide it so that nobody else can see.
Yeah, I don't want to get too much into this, but there's an interesting discussion going on in the chat here about folks bidding just to make the bid go higher. And it does happen. There are people that bid just to bid up the price.
Sometimes.
It happens. I mean, we know what happens. And I think that the key to that is really keep it low key, because I think if some people find out what you're going to bid on, that opens it up for that kind of activity. There are some unscrupulous folks that will do that. So my key is never tell anybody what you're going to bid on, unless it's your buddy and Mike Byler says, hey, listen, what are you going to go for that, or can I go for it?
I want number 17. Really, really need it to finish my collection. What are you looking at? Although, was it the happy couple or was it John Holland? People knew that we wanted it, so they didn't bid. Or Craig stopped bidding.
Well, Craig reached the end of his bid, I think, on that one, on the John Holland.
So. Oh, that was Mike.
Mike. Oh, Mike. Yeah, that's right. Okay.
But so. Craig Everett was bidding on the happy couple in Columbus. Yes.
Bob Everett.
And that, or Bob Everett. And then he saw that it was us. He's like, oh, you guys want that? Okay, I'm done.
Yeah, and so. He was three chairs over from me.
Like, you didn't see me over here? But no, anyway. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun.
I highly recommend it in the Columbus auctions are the best. They're really the best in the circuit. They're the most fun.
And Terry's smart because he gives you alcohol beforehand. Yeah, alcohol and sugar or protein. So you are awake and ready and your inhibitions have been lowered a little bit. So it's like, I'm bidding. I'm just going to do it. I'm going to go for it.
So that's Thursday. Penn Trading 9 to 6. Wine and Cheese, 6 o'clock, and the auction is 8 to 10. So you got a little bit of time to get some dinner in there. Friday is open to the public, which is nice.
Is it open at 10 or open at 1 to the public?
Well, exhibitors set up in the weekend registrants. Those that have the weekend to pass. It's open at 9 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Right.
Show opens to the public, all 160 tables at 1 o'clock, goes till 6. There are seminars, and promptly at 6 o'clock, pizza party. And here's my advice here. If you have a weekend pass and you're going to the pizza party, get there at 6 or a little
because
earlier.
Because at 6:05, pizza's gone.
It goes fast. If you go at 6:30, it may be gone. So it all depends on how much pizza they buy, but we've gone, at 6:30 when we finally closed up and there was nothing there. So,
yeah. You know, you've got the pineapple and anchovy left or whatever. I don't think they order anchovy.
Yeah, so on Friday they open up the second room. There's two rooms plus the hallway. So it's cool, quite elaborate. PCA meeting at annual meeting at 8 o'clock. And that wraps up Friday. Saturday, the big day, really. Exhibitor set up weekend registration 8 to 9. So if you've got the weekend pass, you can get in an hour early, which is super helpful. You're going to find more people are going to be there on Saturday that weren't there on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Show opens to the public 9 to 5 o'clock. That's a little different. Then you've got some time from 5 o'clock until 7:15. Exhibitors and weekend registrants get a dessert party at 7:15. And that runs until 9.
Does it say where the dessert party is this year?
It does not. It does not say.
Traditionally, it has been by the pool, this huge spread. And then I'm not sure why.
I think there was a party last year.
Yeah, there was something. And so we were in the lobby. It was not nearly the same.
Yeah, it wasn't the same.
No. And let me just say one thing. Okay.
Yummy.
Cream puffs are mine, hands off.
So yeah, that's
eat them in honor of Bert Heiserman.
In honor of Bert, we're gonna eat the cream puffs. We're gonna steal the whole stinking drink. 7:15 to 9, but Smart Money gets their butt into the auction early. 8 o'clock till 10, the vintage auction, and holy cow. If you look at the website and you see that, look at the Thursday stuff first.
Mm-hmm.
And then look at the Saturday stuff. And the Saturday stuff is killer. There's some really, really killer stuff.
I refuse to do it.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to dive right in. I've got a couple pieces earmarked already.
Should I ask Terry if I can work just so that I can veto your bid?
Do we get a discount for working? I don't know. No, there's some neat pieces in the Saturday auction. Let's see. There's a Waterman porcelain advertising sign. I mean, those are cool.
Don't talk about it.
Don't talk about it.
You're just gonna get yourself all worked up. You're gonna talk about the Saturday auction from now until Saturday night.
I know it's gonna drive you nuts, isn't it?
All the way on tomorrow in the car. You're gonna be like every hour. You're gonna be like, oh, let's check the website. Let's see if there's anything new.
I'll be honest.
Texting Ben, going, did you add anything?
I do that. I don't text Ben, but I do check. Neat stuff. 51 Yellowstone, Eversharp oversized rosewood, Vacuumatic Shadow Wave sets. There's a Chameleon twin point pen. That's a cool pen if you've never seen that. It's got two nibs, one on each side. Jade Carter's, Waterman 52 wood grain. I mean, just Dorics. I mean, really cool stuff. Just good stuff. So that's
pretty stuff.
Yeah, that's Saturday. That goes till, it says 10, but it's, you know, it's usually a little bit later than that. Brings us to Sunday. If you got the weekend pass, it's 9 o'clock entry. Public opens 10 to 5. There are going to be seminars, of course, all Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Now, some of the vendors do leave a little early on Sunday because they need to catch their flights to go back home. So if you opt to not get there until like 3 on Sunday, there may be some people who have left or are in the process of packing up. The other thing we should mention, and this is huge, write this down. If you are going to have a nib work done or to have repair work done, go straight to that person and get on their list.
Yeah, do it first.
While you're waiting for, you know, the 8 people in front of you to have their work done, go and shop. But don't linger. As soon as you get there, ask where whoever it is you're looking for is and go and get on that list. Trust me.
Yeah, good stuff. I'm looking at the seminar schedule. Just I'm going to quickly whip through these because I don't want to go too long here. Friday, Michael Saul. Oh, my goodness.
Go see that.
Go see that. Susan Worth, Ron Zorn's doing a repair seminar. That'll be cool. Saturday, Susan Worth again, Deb Basil doing italic calligraphy.
Phenomenal.
Gary Garner. I've always wanted to see one of his seminars. I can never go see it. Smart Fountain Pen Investing Strategies, Categories, Value Factors, Types, and Trends. Doesn't that sound interesting?
Yeah. And Gary's been doing this a long time.
He has. Yeah. He's got really killer stuff. And Rick Propus, Pelican 101.
Oh,
that would be
neat.
That would be cool.
Yes, if you have any interest in pelicans or you've just been curious, he is the man.
Yeah, he's the man. Sunday, Susan Worth doing her workshop again. Deb Basil doing a 2-hour cursive writing workshop. It looks like there may be a Pens for Kids workshop. Maybe.
I think Deb's doing that.
And Sunday morning, Richard Binder's doing his nib smoothing workshop that you have to pre-register for. So. And there's giveaways and there's all sorts of stuff. I'll make this last note. Apparently, according to the website, there is the exit 17 getting to the hotel is closed. So if you're going to the show and you're not from the area, check out the website, theohiopenshow.com, and it gives you some alternate exits and tells you how to get there. So that about it. We should wrap it up for the show anyway.
Yep.
And we want to quick mention a couple of pens and stuff.
We do. In honor of Fountain Pen Day, I went through. I took Carrie's advice from when we had him on the show last week, and took his advice or suggestion and emptied out all of my pen cases. And I was embarrassed at how many I had in there and how many of them didn't have ink in them anymore. So I cleaned them all out and pared down a little bit, so I feel a little better. They all fit in, well, 2 cases now. I broke out a bottle of Schaefer washable peacock blue. Vintage ink, no, you can't get it anymore. No, I'm not gonna share. That was fun to break out some ink that I've been kind of hoarding, and pretty color. So I was excited about that.
Okay. Well, yep. Awesome. I think in honor of Fountain Pen Day, I cleaned my office.
Yes, that was huge.
You can see there's no pile of stuff behind me. There's still a little bit of stuff by the pen case, but
it's unbelievably big without all that junk.
It's nice and spacious. I'm really liking it. So, yeah. I did that, and I did ink up my Sailor Mosaic. In brown, and I'm gonna just share the picture here. And there it is. The one on the far right, the brown, and it's almost like a grayish black. So I did ink that up with, I did a cartridge, Sailor Gentle Blue Black, and Music Nib, and it's really nice.
Cool. So you've got the green on the left.
Yep.
And the brown on the right.
Yep.
And that's the end of that sentence, right?
Yep.
Okay.
The third one I don't have. I don't have
the middle one.
Well, I'm not going to get that one. I'm going to get a different one.
Oh, okay. So. All right. So that's what you did. You cleaned your office and inked a pen for.
It took all weekend to clean the office.
It did. It did. It was well worth it, though.
Yep. Yep. So.
So.
Yeah, that was it. Should we talk about what's going on in the store, the blog, the website, all that happy stuff?
Tons of stuff going on. Let's do it.
Let's do it quick. You hit the first one.
All right. So with the holidays coming up, and we had a customer, a regular customer, she buys probably more often than she wants her husband to know about. And she had a problem with a package arriving at her house, and it turns out she knows that there's an issue. And it you know, we offer a signature confirmation. We put it automatically on packages over a certain dollar amount. And with the holidays coming up, a lot of people know that they're not going to be home when a package is arriving. And things happen these days. The mail carrier is overwhelmed, scans the item that they're intending to deliver and then they don't. And then you get home, you see the delivery confirmation, there's no package. Or unfortunately, people walk by and take your package off your stoop. So we, you know, your front porch, whatever. So we have added an option to choose signature confirmation when you check out.
So US only.
US only, yes. But this way, if you want that little extra security, now you have the choice. Even if it's a $15 pen, you can choose that to make sure that it doesn't get delivered while you're gone.
Okay. Next up, we unearthed a stash of Parker 51 Special Edition barrels. These are the special edition that was out, 13 years ago, 14 years ago?
I think so. 2003?
Two or three. I have the exact date in the blog post. But we unearthed a stash of these barrels in turquoise and in black. And they are, of course, have the jewel on the end. The original pens had an issue that the material was very thin and the barrels would crack. Parker replaced those barrels with new barrels for free with a thicker barrel. So these are the new thicker barrels. These are all marked in UK, the replacement barrels. We have a limited number of these, but they showed up and we have them. So if you have a Parker 51 Special Edition, if you don't have a replacement barrel, you might consider getting one. So.
Yep. We've got the Vista Blue, that's what the turquoise is called, and then black.
Yep. Black. We also had a blog post on measuring pens, so interested in your input. We're looking at doing some measurements for all the pens on the website, so check that out on the blog. Get your input on what measurements you think are important to you. What should we measure? Some people definitely want section measurements, but you know, some people want cap diameter or clip measurements. I don't know what people want. So if you've got any input, you can leave it answered on the blog there. And along with vintage, this last week we put up some Esterbrook CA101s and some A101s. Now about half of them have sold already, but we still have some of the CA101s left. These are new old stock. Straight from an office supply store that we bought out a couple years ago, mm-hmm. with stickers on the barrel, brand new, never inked. I'm throwing in an original cartridge with these.
Which is worth a small fortune right there.
They are. Yeah, the cartridges are super tough to find. You can use Schaefer cartridges in these. You pre-pierce them and put them on, but other words, you do get the Esterbrook cartridge. These are cool, fun little pens. I can't say enough good about them. They're cool, cool little pens. So put those up. I think we're out of the orange, but we have green, gray, and maybe one blue left. So neat little pens, nice nibs. And of course, the big news for the week, and I'll let you do this one.
We've had this in the works for, I don't know, 6 weeks or so. Retro 51, you know, we love. And we designed a pen, and they made it happen. It's exactly what we wanted. It's called the Terabyte Tornado, and it looks like a circuit board or a motherboard. And we're very proud of it. It's in production now. It should be here late December. I'm not sure it'll be here for Christmas. It might, but probably not. So late December, possibly early January. They know that we want it for Christmas, so they're doing what they can to make it happen. It's absolutely gorgeous, and yeah, it's so cool in person. And you can see in the picture, you've got the barrel, the tube, and the pen, and there's even a little hidden AP logo in there.
Here's the little hidden logo here, inside the motherboard pattern. So.
Yeah.
Kind of cool.
It was a lot of fun to work with them and design this. So
really a group effort on this one, I think.
Absolutely.
Everybody at the store, Chris came up with the idea for the letters inside the circuit board. And we all kind of voted on the trim variant for the pen. And
we had two different options for the barrel and two different options for the trim. So it was fun to see how the votes kind of played out.
Yeah. A couple more quick blog posts that you might want to check out. Private Reserve coming out some ink sets. If you're interested in that, let us know. We may or may not be stocking these, but we certainly can get them. Delta's coming out with a new pen. I can't even pronounce it, I have to admit.
Città di Amalfi.
There we go. See, I knew you would know. So that's that was just announced. And we also had a big weekend with putting up some platinum and some really cool stuff. Azumos, if you're not familiar with the Azumo line, based on the President and 18 karat nib. These are ebonite pens, Urushi lacquer, large pens. Very, very cool. Come in a couple different colors. And the more you use them, the more the color shows, including a Maki-A version. Nice pens, really, really pretty. And to go along with that, it's just been a huge week for cool new stuff. Other platinum Maki-A, this is one of my favorites. This is the Poppy. Most of these are Maki-A on resin, but really, really fine work. I like that one a lot. And then there's one other cool one I'm going to show you real quick. It's just fantastic stuff. Here we go.
Yep.
Here's another one. So really some neat stuff that just could, you know, go and check it out if for no reason than to just check it out, because it's really neat stuff from Japan. So and what else?
Well, we had a little glitch with our Pilot Metropolitans. They were scheduled to arrive, and so I jumped the gun and I put them on the site, and then they didn't come in the UPS truck. So they are scheduled to arrive on Thursday. I know a couple people saw the notice and ordered them. It's totally my fault, and I apologize. They will be in on Thursday. I have no idea. Our UPS guy is amazing, and even today he was supposed to bring 5 boxes and had 4. So I don't know if it's they're already gearing up for the holidays and starting to lose things or what. But we will have our Metros, the new ones, on Thursday. And I am sorry if some of you ordered and got excited and then we dropped the ball, and that was my fault.
They'll be here soon enough. Yes. Couple new videos this week. It's been a busy week, I tell you. Conklin Crescent. So we talk about the new Conklin Crescents that have been quite popular and really, really true to vintage form. Red, orange, black, transparent, chased, really, really cool stuff. Check that out. That's on the blog and on YouTube. And we also did a video on sailor nib sizes, which explores the eight different nib sizes that are available to most sailor dealers. So everything from super extra fine all the way to music and Zoom. So that's what's going on the websites. We do have a contest this week, and what are we giving away?
Well, Platinum has sent us a few of their pen cases to try out. I actually kept one because it was cool. I'm testing it. I'm giving it a hard workout. But one of the other ones that we have, and we are giving away, it's marked Affection. Forgive me, I'm trying to read it. Blue with gold trim. We're told it is leather. It's kind of a stiff leather. It holds three thin pens. I don't believe that a 149 is not going to fit in there. It's for fairly thin pens. Pretty, pretty color. You know, one of our favorite shades of anything is blue. But we will be giving this away.
So here is the question. And if you were listening correctly, or listening, I guess I should say, during the podcast, I already gave this away. How many Ohio pen shows does this year make? Which year is this? We'll take the second correct answer to give away at AndersonPens.com. How many Ohio pen shows does this year make? So what annual number is it? Do we have any shout outs this week? I didn't even write any down this week.
Well, you know, we're going to give a shout out to everyone who stays behind and mans the store when we are gone.
Hey, absolutely.
Dave has been with us. It'll be 2 years in April. So I guess it's been a year and a half. Chris joined us 2 months ago and has done such an amazing job. He went from part-time to full-time pretty quickly. We were excited that when we offered it to him, he said yes. We've got another part-timer, Garrett, who helps with inventory. He's really good pre- and post-show. Gets in, knows how to inventory, pack, unpack, get it all logged in, and put back on the shelf as quickly as possible. The store gets, I won't say totally chaotic, but when we're packing and unpacking for a show, we really try to get it back to normal as quickly as possible. So Garrett's a big help. And we will have some staff biographies up on the site sometime after we get back. We do have a couple other people who have been helping with some stuff behind the scenes, and so we'll share some of that with you as well soon. But Dave, Chris, and Garrett take care of us when we're gone, and take care of you when we're gone. So big hugs to them.
Awesome. We have a winner.
Cool.
I'm pretty sure this person has not won before.
Okay.
So the answer, of course, this year, I said it at least twice. The number is 21. This is the 21st annual Ohio Pen Show, at least according to the website. I thought it was more, but that's all right. And the winner of the giveaway.
Drum roll.
Craig N.
Oh, nice. I was waiting for that.
Sorry, I'm trying to put it in the chat here.
Yep.
So there we go. There's the winner. And
Alex didn't cheat.
Alex didn't cheat. He guessed 12. He got the numbers wrong. Got mixed up. So congratulations. I'll be sending you an email, Craig, and you can give me your address, and we'll ship that out for you tomorrow.
Yep.
Anything else we want to hit this week? I think that's pretty much it.
No, just cross your fingers. that we have good weather and safe roads, not too many, not too much traffic. I'll tell you what, driving back from Detroit sucked. Crazy, crazy drivers in Michigan. Once we got out of Michigan, it was better, but a couple scary little incidents there. But I like Columbus because it hasn't started to snow yet, so we really don't have much of an issue with weather. So, crush for
us, it's November. Anything could happen. Right?
I know, but usually we don't have a problem. If you're going to be at the show, please stop by and say hi. We're going to be in the small room right when you walk in. Look for 5 tables with bright blue tablecloths.
Yeah, we got new tablecloths, so got tablecloths, period. So you can't miss us. All right, that's awesome. Hope to see you all there. If not, we will see you next week for the post-show wrap-up and see how much trouble I got in at the auction. Other words, use your pens. Write to us at Anderson Pens, 10 East College Avenue, Suite 112A, Appleton, Wisconsin, 54911.
Check us out on Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram, Periscope, and all other social media as Anderson Pens.
That's a new one. The blog, andersonpens.com.
And the website is andersonpens.com. And we will try and do a little periscoping from the show.
Yes, I'll do my best. Website, andersonpens.com. Check out the... Did you do that? I'm typing here. Check out social media for updates and new products from us in store. Thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll see you next week or in Ohio. Have a good night, everyone.